Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out nice warm fire. One last dragon breath. In and out. Now it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes, and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg, hold it up just a little, and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release. Your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your arms and chest. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. And one, two, three, let go. Relax. And take a deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Relaxing Rain. Dragon giggled as Allie chased and Julia and James scattered. They were busy playing tag at the park as more and more clouds filled the sky. Even though they had played under the warm, bright sun, the distant sky grew darker and darker. Dragon zigged and zagged to keep from being tagged. When a low rumble echoed in the distance, Dragon stopped, ears up and alert. Noticing the dark sky approach, Dragon quickly zipped into the tunnel slide and curled into a ball. Concerned, Allie, James, and Julia rushed over to the slide. "Dragon, are you okay?" Allie asked. Dragon looked up at the kids, thinking maybe the thunder had passed. Then, another rumble rippled across the sky. Dragon's eyes opened wide, and Dragon hugged tighter. Julia said, "Oh, Dragon's afraid of thunder." Then, to the dragon, she added, "It's okay, Dragon. I don't like thunder either, but James helped me." Dragon looked up at Julia, wondering what James had done to help. James added, "That's right. Come on, and I'll teach you my trick." Dragon nodded and slid down the slide. Then they all hurried over to a park shelter so Dragon would feel safe. The sun still shined above them, and Allie squeezed Dragon's paw with reassurance. James said, "Okay, here's my trick. You count between the lightning and thunder, and you know how close the storm is. Right now, the storm is still pretty far, but we can see it, so let's watch and see if there's any lightning." Julia interrupted, "After we help Dragon, we should all probably go home." Agreeing, Dragon nodded. James pointed at the dark clouds. "Did you see that? There was a flash of light. Okay, so now we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Then a quiet rumble growled. "The higher we count, the farther the storm is from us. Then we count again to see which way the storm is going. Ready?" Dragon nodded. James watched the clouds in the distance and saw another flash among the fluffy gray dark clouds. "Okay, count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And then another distant grumble. "Now we know the storm is coming this way. Does that help?" James asked. Dragon nodded. Counting did help some. Julia saw Dragon's expression and said, "It's okay. I don't like storms either. But now I'm not afraid of them." Dragon looked at Allie, and she smiled and said, "I'm a little more like James. I like the sounds of a storm when I have my blanket and a good book." Dragon smiled. Back in the cave, there was a nice cozy blanket waiting. By counting and snuggling under the blanket, Dragon felt sure the storm would be fine. "Everybody feeling better?" Julia asked. When everyone nodded, she said, "Okay, let's head home now, before the storm gets any closer." "It's good that we all live so close to the park," Allie added. They all waved goodbye and ran home. Dragon hurried through the forest to the cozy cave, passing other animals scurrying to their homes. The storm must be getting closer. As Dragon reached the cave entrance, the first drops of rain splashed down to the earth. Scurrying to the back of the cave, Dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And lit the fireplace, filling the cave with a warm glow. The rhythm of the rain increased as Dragon burrowed under the cozy blanket. Facing the entrance to watch for flashes of light, it didn't take long for Dragon to spot the lightning. Dragon began counting silently. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then a crack of thunder. The storm was closer. Dragon watched and counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the storm grew closer. Dragon counted. 1, 2. The rain pounded on the roof of the cave and poured into puddles to the sides of the cave's entrance. Dragon realized the sounds were kind of soothing. Then Dragon began counting with the next lightning flash. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then a deep rumble shook the cave. The storm was moving away. Dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And relaxed to the pitter-patter of the rain. Although lightning lit up the cave, followed by rumbling thunder, Dragon began to relax. Soon, a yawn filled the cave. Nestled under the soft blanket, the little dragon felt thankful for the fun afternoon. Dragon felt happy James shared his trick for relaxing during the rainstorm. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful to be back in the cozy cave. Wishing everyone a safe and peaceful rest, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep as the sounds of the storm faded into the distance. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.